And let's get right to it. Joining us on the phone line, we're going to talk a lot in the next few days, next week, probably more specifically, about this bipartisan deal reached between Governor Tony Evers, Republican lawmakers, benefiting local communities. One of those local communities is the city of Milwaukee, and its mayor, Cavalier Johnson, joins us on the phone. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Mayor Scafidi. How are you doing?
I am wonderful on this day. So let's talk about, let's go big picture here. This is a big day for Milwaukee, isn't it?
It's a monumentous day for the city of Milwaukee, really for local governments all across the state of Wisconsin, yes.
All right, so let's talk about some of the specifics here. You will benefit from an ability with a two-thirds vote from your common council to raise the sales tax. I'm going to ask you the tough question first, and I understand the benefits. Do you have the votes?
Look, any time that there's been a question about the city's ability to continue on, to remain solvent, to not get trapped into a financial death spiral, the common council has stepped up and answered that question and taken that vote. And I believe the common council will do the same thing here, because there's so many things that are at play here. Council members and their constituents, I think, most importantly, will want to make sure that we preserve and increase police service in Milwaukee. They'll want to make sure that we preserve and increase fire service in Milwaukee. They'll want to make sure that we are able to continue on supporting our Milwaukee Public Library. They'll want to make sure that we don't end up in litigation and have a insolvency, and then our pensioners who have worked for 10, 20, 25, 30 years in the city end up getting a haircut on their pensions. You know, for all these things, I think that the common council will step up, do the right thing, and vote to enable us to implement this tool that Milwaukee had been sort of on an island on, in terms of being the largest city in the country that doesn't have the ability to levy a local sales tax for operations.
Who do you credit for making this happen?
So many people. I mean, it was a team effort, a true team effort on all sides. The city government, the county government, the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, the Wisconsin Towns Association, the Counties Association. Legislators, both in the Assembly and in the Senate, Republican and Democrat, who led the effort. The governor was instrumental here as well. So many folks to name, but it really was a team effort that lifted us up and got us to this point that we will have historic investments in local governments across the state of Wisconsin, and allowing the flagship city, the only first-class major metropolitan city in the state, and that's Milwaukee, to continue to provide services that our constituents deserve, that our visitors deserve, that our daily commuters from the Wow counties deserve, and that our business community, and we've got some of the most iconic businesses in the state of Wisconsin, they deserve these services as well.
Mayor Cavalier Johnson, City of Milwaukee, joining us on WTMJ. Have you heard from constituencies like MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools, organizations associated with education, about the qualifier, at least as far as it stands today, to have SROs return to public schools in Milwaukee? Have you heard anything from those folks?
Yeah, I have. And the message that I sent to them is that, look, in a bill like this that's sweeping and bipartisan, nobody gets everything that they want. I certainly didn't get everything that I want. In fact, I had a strong aversion to the local policy provisions that were in the bill. I've been quite public about my aversion to those things, including the SRO requirement. I think we were already on a pathway to doing that anyway and didn't need the state to mandate that to happen. That being said, yes, to answer your question, I have had conversations with folks who are concerned about that. And the fact of the matter is that initially the Republican stance was that there should be an SRO, a school resource officer, in every single school within the Milwaukee Public Schools District. That's 156 SROs. We worked with them in good faith negotiation, collaboration, and got that number down to 25. 25 that the district, the school district, and Milwaukee Police Department will be able to decide where they go. So we don't have, an issue where we have police officers in elementary schools where that's totally unnecessary, but instead could divert those officers to places where, reckless driving or out-of-control fights or things like that may be more likely to pop off.
Is it your understanding that the ability to raise that sales tax is in perpetuity, or is this a one-timer? My understanding is, under the current language, you can do it with a two-thirds vote ongoing. Is that not the case?
Yes, this would allow us to implement the sales tax, and there is a sunset, I believe, of 30 years.
Got it. Got it. Generally, whenever we have discussions like this, there's winners and losers. You talked about some of the things you didn't like. You certainly talked about the things that are going to benefit Milwaukee. One of the big questions is, will this solve the financial issues for this community, Milwaukee in this case? When it comes to the pension, is this going to be the deal that does it, or are we going to continue to be hearing about this going forward?
Well, what the deal does here is provide significant resources to assist with the unfunded liability part of the city of Milwaukee's pension obligation. And so we will be able to continue paying the amount of money that we presently pay into the pension, but then use the additional revenues that we receive from the sales tax to be able to cover the unfunded part of that. We won't continue to add to the pension here because we will soft close the city of Milwaukee's pension program. And just by way of background for your listeners, the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County are the only two local units of government in the state of Wisconsin that have their own pension system. And so, you know, our desire was to soft close our system. So the folks who are presently in our system, presently accruing benefits there, they will remain in the system and will continue to do that. And then new hirees, after the bill goes into effect, would then go into the Wisconsin retirement system, the same as every municipal employee in the state of Wisconsin.
Mayor,
so this puts us in a position where we're able to take care of our pension obligation.
Mayor Chevy Johnson, I think it's a win for the city. I think it's a win for the county. I think it's a win for the state. I'm encouraged, and I just want to get your final comment. I'm encouraged in a divided government state like Wisconsin is that we've seen some real leadership from both sides. Their elected leaders, their leaders in the Senate and the Assembly and in the governor's office, and the local leaders also chiming in, and the business community as well. This is a rare example, I think, of when it can work in a divided government. Do you agree?
No, I totally agree, and I'm glad that you mentioned the support from the business community. MMAC has been integral in this. The Greater Milwaukee Committee has been integral in our efforts here, too. And look, I said when I was running for mayor that I was going to set up a cot in the Capitol, and we were going to get things done. And I'm very proud that after nearly 30 years of infighting on this issue, we're actually able to move the ball forward and get something done historic for the city of Milwaukee, historic for the entire state of Wisconsin's local units of government that provide the services to citizens all across the state.
And as I said before, I think this is a win, and I appreciate you taking it. I know you got a busy schedule today. You're doing a lot of media and also talking to your constituents. Thanks for taking the time, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, City of Milwaukee.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Talk to you soon.